Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I want to do a quick show about a quote I got that I think it'll be impactful and help you really shift your mindset around possible for you, particularly about spiritual practice and being committed to your spiritual practice. If you are new to my program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people manifest the life of their dreams. If you are ready to take the principles of manifestation and your desire and create a massive result in your life, please consider my Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. I get a quote. I get emails from Agape. It's a church in Los Angeles, International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, led by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And this is a message from him that I think is just phenomenal and so perfect for right now. So I'll read it as it's written. Your words, affirmations, power statements, and prayers do not do anything to God. They do something to your own awareness so that you may receive the blessings that are always being given. I want to read it one more time because it's so good. Because sometimes people are apprehensive about spiritual practice and doing their self-work. But this sums it up why we do it. Your words, affirmation, power prayers, power statements, and prayers do not do anything to God. They do something to your own awareness so that you may receive the blessings that are always being given. So when you commit to a course, a coaching program, a spiritual practice, a affirmation practice, it's not about begging God. It's not about convincing God that you are worthy, that you are deserving. You're actually convincing yourself, the God within you, that you are worthy of the blessings you desire. It's often when I sit with a client who knows in their heart they're ready to go to the next level, but they're feeling a discomfort with the process of growth, the process of seeing things differently, the process of being curious, of exploration, of keeping their heart open, all a part of the manifestation process. They're reluctant to go down that road because they've maybe gone down that road hoping that something outside of them would create the change. But the change, the work that you do on yourself, it's just that. It's changing the structure within you so that you can be more receptive to the blessings of God. So this is the way it works. You have a desire, and I believe, and it consistently throughout all that I've studied, the desires of your heart are put there by God. So that's your connection, right? So you have a desire, whether that desire is to pay your rent on time, to fall in love with your right partner, to get the job, to increase your income, to start a business where you have more financial and time freedom. Whatever it is, whatever the desire is, it could be for a really good dinner. So that desire was put on your heart by God. Now, the next step is clearing out all of the parts of yourself that have been conditioned to believe that you are unworthy and deserving of that desire, right? If you have been conditioned that you're supposed to go to college and get a corporate job and work that job until you retire, the thought of starting a business can feel really uncomfortable. It can, even though you're excited by it, even though you know you have an idea, even though you see others doing it and you feel illuminated and uplifted by the idea of doing the same thing, if you've been conditioned that there's only one way to go through life, there's only one way to make money, then it's going to be really uncomfortable for you. And you can't even be receptive to the intuitive information, because that's what happens. You get a desire, and then God immediately starts giving you guidance as to what actions to take to make that desire reality. So that's the intuitive piece. That's the stuff that I do. Because things happen and are set in motion by our actions, right? But if you don't know the actions to take, if you're not taking any action, if you are taking actions that are not in alignment with your truth, you're not going to get that desire. You're not going to see the fulfillment of it. And that doesn't have anything to do with God. It has everything to do with the way you have been structured. And so your spiritual practice, your prayer, your meditation, your affirmations, taking a course, working with a coach, all of that is your way of being more and more receptive to the divine wisdom that's flowing through you at any given moment. And it's not like you'll have a breakthrough, you'll move into a more expanded place, you'll take an action you've never taken before, and your life is different. No, it's a series of actions, right, that all come together. And with each step, you have to be open to the intuitive wisdom that's always available to you so that you know how to best use whatever it is that you're doing. And that comes from clear energetically. So there's clear when you are setting your intention, it's clear when you are desiring, and then there's clear, open, receptive, that, so that you can receive intuitive guidance and take the appropriate action. So commit to the affirmations and know that it's shifting you. Vibrationally, energetically, it's shifting you. It's shifting your consciousness. Commit to the words that support what you want, even if you don't fully believe it. You know, I have on my phone, I have affirmations. You know, if anybody sees my phone, they're like, whoa, you have a lot of reminders. I do. They pop up constantly. It reminds me of everything that I want to create into form. That isn't my current reality, many of them, but it becomes my reality by the repetition, by the continuing believing that it's possible, by allowing myself to be expanded consciously. So do what you need to do, commit to your practice, stay on your game. It's going to be really difficult to get things moving in your life if you're holding any belief that says it's not possible for you. And it's your job to identify what that is. It's your job to clear that out. It's your job to believe, to override that programming, so that you can manifest that all that is meant for you. If the desire is on your heart, it means it's meant for you. So all you have to do is clear out the junky stuff, reframe your perspective so that you can be open and receptive to the intuitive wisdom that will inevitably come. It's already coming. You just can't see it, right? If you've committed to one way of being, it's very difficult to be open to a new way of being. And messages, how do they show up? Repetitious signs, of course, right place, right time, synchronicity, sometimes an oracle card, I think a lot an oracle card, but it's not so much the oracle card, it's what the oracle card shifts within you. So I always say the thought I have right after I pull a card is probably right, and the only time I'm not receptive to an oracle card message, or I'm like, huh? It usually means there's some limiting beliefs around what I desire, or I'm chasing something that's not for my highest and greatest good because of low self-esteem, insecurity, doubt, right? And that's the opposite of God. So keep your heart open, commit to your spiritual practice, believe that what you want will be manifested, and trust your intuition. You got to do the work. You got to do the work. You got to do the work. If you want big change, you got to do big work around it. And the big work starts within you. It's not so much the actions in the world. Like, you can be spinning your wheels for decades and not get anything off the ground because something within you is holding you back, or you're not receptive to that effortless, graceful guidance coming from God. I think that's the only reason why anybody fails, is they are not open and receptive to the wisdom of God. And the way you become receptive to it is through your spiritual practice, whatever it is that you choose. And it's all working. It's all working. What are you drawn to? You know, I love affirmations. I love ritual. I love journaling. I love prayer. I love channeling energy medicine. It's all working. So I love you. Please do your part. Do your part. Do your part. And here's my last little message here. Wear your mask. Because as we, at the recording of this, our president is ill. We send him so much love and light. Even if you don't agree with his policies and his approach, we send him love and light because he is a human being. Hold a space of compassion and love. Know that all the energy you put out is returned to you, both positively and negatively, because that is the law of the land. And stand in the place of love and compassion. That's the best thing I can say. Stay in the place of love and compassion. Wear your mask, wash your hands, be good to people. You know, the mask isn't always about you, right? It's about others. And we're, if we really are all in this together, be in it together. And I think of heart-centered people. If the women that listen to this program, the inspired men that listen to this program, all decided that they were going to hold an energy of love and compassion for 2 minutes, for our planet, for our world, for our leadership, for each other, we can create a massive shift and a massive result. Abraham Hicks says it takes 17 seconds. So go for the 2 minutes, hold it, hold it, hold that love and compassion. Believe that a miracle will be manifested for all, not just those in leadership, but everyone. Everyone has access. Everyone has access to miracles. We are all equal in God's eyes. So I love you. Take care of yourself. You're amazing. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program.